It's time for our weekly look at news stories from around the state. This time around, we're talking with different reporters about the ways Wisconsinites are responding and supporting each other since schools and many businesses have shut down to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus. Miranda Suarez is the WPR Lee Esther News Fellow. She's based in Madison and has been reporting on how COVID-19 is affecting the city. Miranda, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Miranda, let's start off in restaurants. Obviously, a really challenging time for restaurant owners and the people who work for them. You talked to some restaurant owners in the Madison area. What kind of things did you hear?
Yeah, so we heard from restaurant owners a couple days ago, either right before the restaurant ban was enacted or right after. And kind of what I'm hearing from them was it's time to adjust to a new normal. And when I spoke to them a couple days ago, they weren't quite sure yet how that was going to happen and if the new business models that they kind of have to adopt during this time are even going to be profitable.
And what kind of things are you hearing from them and about from community members about supporting restaurants and their employees?
Yeah, so I spoke to the owner of a restaurant in Madison called the Alchemy Cafe. One thing that he was saying was just keep ordering, right? His restaurant hadn't been designed kind of for a takeout delivery model, which restaurants have to follow now. But he's saying the best thing you can possibly do is spend your money there, order takeout, order delivery, and buy a gift card if it's an option too.
And there's also a concern of people losing income and not being able to afford food. Have you seen people in the community trying to help out with that?
Yeah, on small scale and large. I think one cool thing that people in one Madison neighborhood have been doing, they turned their little free library into a little free food pantry. So if you've ever just walked around Madison, you've probably seen these little free libraries. There are these little boxes that kind of serve as neighborhood book exchanges. Some people on the east side of Madison have turned theirs into a food pantry and are stocking it with dry goods, as well as a lot of bigger official food pantries and community centers are still operating. Even though they've changed their operations a little bit, a lot of the food pantries around the state, instead of, for example, maybe allowing people to go in and look at what's on the shelves, they're doing drive-through food pantries to kind of limit contact between people and giving people prepackaged food bundles.
And social media, of course, a lot of people are using that to stay connected. What kind of things stuck out to you there?
Yeah, I've just been looking around Facebook to kind of see what people are doing there. I've seen a lot of things on the individual level, on the organizational level. Some nursing homes in Rock County put out a call on Facebook for people to send their residents letters because a lot of nursing homes aren't allowing visitors right now just because elderly people do seem to be more susceptible to the coronavirus. And as well, there's community Facebook groups that are seeing a lot of activity. There's one in particular that started up by Lake Superior. It's called Shawamigan Bay Community Care, where people can share info. One person posted about some wet wipes that she had left on her front stoop for people to go pick up. And there's also a volunteer sign-up page where people can offer to go pick up groceries for an elderly neighbor or give childcare.
Before we let you go, Miranda, WPR has a page with resources available to people. I think this is a growing list at WPR.org/COVID. We've got a link at WPR.org/Central Time. Briefly, what kind of info can people find there?
Yeah, so it's a non-exhaustive list that we're updating pretty continuously. We're just trying to keep track of food pantries that are open around the state and any changes in their services due to the outbreak, homeless shelters as well, and even tenants' resources if you need help getting anything like that, as well as volunteer opportunities. There's so many different COVID-19 related volunteer opportunities, places asking for extra help in this time.
Miranda, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Miranda Suarez is the WPR Lee Esther News Fellow. She talked to us about how people in Madison and elsewhere in the state are supporting employees, neighbors, and others. Now we head to La Crosse, where school districts in the area are providing free meals to kids who are at home indefinitely after schools closed last week. Olivia Herkin is a digital and local government reporter for the La Crosse Tribune. Olivia, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Olivia, you did a big profile on one school in particular in Holman. Can you talk about mm-hmm. what they're doing to keep food services going to their students?
Right. So Holman School District has six schools in it, and they're offering a pickup site at three different schools where any kid who lives in the school district, 18 or under, can get a meal from them. All they need to do is go on and fill out an online form, and they can pick it up during the lunch hour every weekday.
And you profiled the nutrition staff at the Holman School District. Seems like a really positive bunch of people. Can you tell us some about the people you met there?
Oh, definitely. So the nutrition director, Mike Gasper, all he could say about his team was how dedicated they were. They worked pretty much nonstop over the weekend right after Evers called for the schools to close to make sure that meals were provided right away on Monday for students. And, you know, they're trying to make the meal pickups feel just like, you know, as if the kids were in the cafeteria getting lunch every day. They're still doing their lucky prize drawing that they do every Tuesday. They're playing music outside. They're just trying to make it fun so it seems normal.
And they made the most of it on St. Patrick's Day, it sounds like.
Yes, definitely. They were all dressed in St. Patrick's gear, handing out goodies from a pot of gold. So it was really fun. It seemed like a little party out there, yeah.
And this is something going on around the state. Can you talk about some of the other districts in the La Crosse area and how they're handling meal distribution?
Sure, yeah. So far, it really has not discriminated. For most schools in the area, this is something that they thought of almost immediately, even before figuring out how they would maybe instruct online for the 2.5 weeks. They realized that it was really a necessity right away. And you're seeing it in some of the biggest school districts, like La Crosse, who serves around 20 different schools, down to some of its smallest, like my hometown of Lafarge, who just has a K-12 school of maybe 300 students. So every school is thinking of this. And, you know, I think it's really incredible that it was one of the first plans that the schools thought to do, because for a lot of these students, the meals they get at school might be the only ones or some of the healthiest that they get on a given day. So it's important that that didn't get interrupted.
Olivia, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Thank you.
Olivia Herkin is a digital and local government reporter at the La Crosse Tribune. She joined us to look at how Holman and other school districts in the area are working to provide meals to students who are staying home during the school shutdown. Finally, businesses in the Green Bay area are having to adapt their operations since new regulations went into place. They're also seeing the community step up to support them. Nusaiba Mazan is the business and career reporter for the Green Bay Press-Gazette. Nusaiba, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Nusaiba, you've been talking with owners of restaurants and coffee shops and other businesses in the Green Bay area. What's the general mood you're hearing from people there?
Businesses here are very much playing it by ear as different emergency orders are coming in and they're having to adjust to their customers' buying patterns. So a lot of businesses have shifted to delivery and takeout options. Restaurants now closed have the option to do delivery and takeout, and a lot of stores are doing delivery as well.
And, of course, one of the biggest worries in Wisconsin and elsewhere is employees of these small businesses that are having to close down or reduce operations. What are you hearing about them?
I'm seeing that a lot of business owners are sensitive to the concerns of employees, and they're communicating with them. For example, a flower shop that I talked to that has locations in Green Bay and Appleton said that some of their retiree employees have shown like a sensitivity and are willing to give up or share yield shifts to their coworkers who need it most. A downtown Green Bay restaurant owner told me that she's cognizant of the employees' concerns, and she says that she is trying to keep them on staff, still working, even as their hours shift and they're going to delivery.
And we've heard in some places around the state that loyal customers are still showing up to support in however they can. Have you seen that in the Green Bay area, too?
Yes. The Green Bay community members are encouraging each other to buy gift cards just to show the business support right now, and that money, they can spend that money later on when those businesses are back open. So community members are showing up, expressing support online and in person, and buying gift cards.
Nusaiba, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Nusaiba Mazan is a business and career reporter at the Green Bay Press-Gazette. She talked with us about how small businesses are dealing with COVID-19 shutdowns or reductions in operation. She wrapped up our look at how Wisconsinites are supporting each other during the outbreak. Coming up Monday, by the way, we're going to have a call-in. You can tell us what's going on in your part of the state, how people are stepping up and helping each other in your community.